Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Miguel Delone. Batting second. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bake McBride. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The DH, Broderick Perkins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Larry Sorensen. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rosma. And now, play ball. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Delone. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell bunts towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to third. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas, who is chasing the ball. Gibson reaches third base with a triple. Whitaker scores. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Parrish moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to third. Grubb moves to second. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball towards right. McBride settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on McBride. Parrish scores. Grubb scores. Lemon goes all the way around to score. Leach moves to third. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Tigers. Bud Anderson now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perkins for the out. Trillo moves to second. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hassey for the out. One out. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0-for-1 in the game. Delone strikes out. Parrish drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Delone out. Two outs. Toby Herrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Herrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a pop-up towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive towards short. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McBride for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trillo moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Perkins moves to second. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey strikes out. Two outs. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0 for 2 in the game. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Delone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish strikes out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 2 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Rosma covering, for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-2 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Rosma covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-2 in the game. Leach hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Whitaker moves to second. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wilson. Perkins reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-2 in the game. Hassey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a fly ball towards right. McBride settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on McBride. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Enos Cabell pinch hits for Rick Leach. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0 for 3 in the game. Delone strikes out. 1 out. Toby Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 3 in the game. Herrera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brookins moves to second. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins scores. It's 7-1, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 3 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Trillo strikes out. 1 out. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. McBride moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 3 in the game. Hassey hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.